You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends, streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host,
NBA, NFL,
it's game time.
March Madness, BCS, it's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. Fact check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Bick, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and here's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
What's up? What's going on? It is game time on Off Topic Sports, Big Woo Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, joining the program. Everybody listening live, BigWooRadio.com, and all the folks that downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your in your Google Play Store. God darn it. And all the folks that search us out on the podcast app on your iPhone. We appreciate that. Please continue to follow and support us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. We got a great show. If you want to get in on the show, on the program, if you want to be part of the program and the topics that we discuss today, whatever that might be, because I have no idea. 704-489-3316. 704-489-3316. Today's show brought to you by Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Water Bean Coffee. Come check your boy out. Tell him Big Woo sent you and receive a discount of some sort or another. As long as I'm there, I can hook you up. Yuck. All right. So I want to talk about a couple things. Let's bring in the crew. Pastor Fight, what's going on? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Woo? I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain at all. And, of course, we got my man, Big Les. What's going on, Big Les? Hey, Big Les. Big Les, you here? Take your phone off mute. I know you're there, Big Les. Anyway, stick around for later on for Big Les. Coach him up. He's going to coach him up a little later on. I don't know what he's got for us, but he's going to coach them up. I hope. I'm not sure. He'll chime in a minute. But there's a lot of things going on. I don't know if we talked the last time we were on here, because we talked so much about things, Pastor Fight, in the group chat. So I don't know what we talked about on here. I just get all kind of confused about what we spoke about. But I know Deshaun Watson has been in the news, sports. He's sports, but it's not nothing to do with sports. Deshaun Watson has been in the news. Of course, DMX. This past, it's not nothing to do with sports, but DMX, icon of hip hop. You know, we gotta pay our respects. And the Gonzaga did exactly what I thought they would do, and that's choke. They choked the big one, undefeated all year. They did a Golden State Warriors. Let's put it that way. They did what the Golden State Warriors did, won all those games in the regular season, breaking records and stuff, and then get to the big one and can't hold it down. I know it's hard for any team to go undefeated. That's why very few teams have done it. Went undefeated and won a championship to boot. There's a couple teams we can think about. The New England Patriots did not do it. They, all those games in the regular season, just undefeated, just beating booty. Then you get the helmet.
It was the Giants.
You get the helmet catch. I knew that would bring you in there past the fight. The New England Patriots knocked off by the New York Giants. Past the fights, New York Giants. So, Pastor Fight, can you think of any other team that has gotten to just did their thing throughout the regular season, undefeated, or, you know, just leading the way, maybe even one loss, but to get to the big dance or get to the thing that you're actually wanting to win, is what you come into the season hoping to win, is the trophy, the championship trophy in any sport. And, you know, what team has gotten there that disappointed you or, you know, was disappointing, had a great season, and then just couldn't seal the deal? Can you think of any past?
Name that comes quickly to mind is Kentucky. I believe a few years back they had an undefeated season. I want to say it was the 14-15 season. They went undefeated in the regular season and they lost in the championship. I think they went 38-0. I think it was a Calipari team. I can't remember who was on that squad. But I think that was one of his first, like, all, like, recruiting teams, all freshmen.
And
everybody. And they came in and was supposed to be touted to, I think he had, like, the number one recruiting class in the country. And they ran the table. I think Carl Anthony Towns may have been on that team. Devin Booker, Trey Lyles, those guys who are NBA stars now, was on that team.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who they played in the championship, but they lost.
Yeah, it didn't matter because they was already given the trophy at the beginning of the season. It was like, yeah, here you go. Here's the trophy. And they had to give it back. So it's like, right. No, you can't. No, you didn't win it. Let's bring in Big Les. I think Big Les is with us now. Big Les, what's going on, player?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Hope everybody's doing well today, man. I hear y'all talking a little college basketball.
Yeah. Well, what brought us to that was Gonzaga did exactly what I thought they would do, and that was a choke. And we were just going through some teams that we could think of offhand that kind of, you know, just dominated during the regular season, may have went undefeated. I brought up the New England Patriots and them losing to the New York Giants. Pacify chimed in with the Kentucky team from the, I think, 2014-2015 season with Carl Anthony Towns and them boys. And they were just handed the trophy, basically, at the beginning of the season because of the, as Pastor Fight mentioned, the best top recruiting class and, you know, the one and done's, all the guys play in the NBA now, but they couldn't seal the deal. Any team in your memory there, Big Les, that you can think of, that may have not been able to seal the deal, but just ran through everybody in the regular season?
Before I say that, I'm going to drop this on you real quick. I told y'all Baylor was going to win. Check the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I called Baylor.
You did?
And I called that. Matter of fact, I called the last two champions. I also picked Virginia the year before, 2 years before that. Man, Gonzaga did not choke. Baylor, their guard play was phenomenal. And anybody that's ever talked to me, I kept telling them that their guard play was just above everything. And I said Timmy was, but what's your boy that played? Morrison.
Yeah.
Because them boys at Baylor made him look like just a regular old college player. As far as top people that's just, I mean, top teams that's been dominant and didn't lose, I mean, y'all basically covered it. You know, I think they talked about what Pastor Fife talked about, the Kentucky game. But me, that was probably the most heartfelt thing that cut me was when 80 was in 85 when Georgetown lost to Villanova.
Okay. Yeah. That team dominated through the regular season.
That was personal to me. Yeah. That was personal to me because I'm a Georgetown fan. You know, John Thompson was the first African-American basketball coach that I ever saw, you know, so
yeah.
it was a whole nother different type feeling when he lost, and for him to go 3 out of 4 years and only get one, that was crushing too, because no doubt he at least should have got two, but he didn't.
Yeah,
you know, so those were the things that probably, that probably was the one that touched me, because it's because of John Thompson that I got into basketball coaching.
Yeah, John Thompson. Yeah, legendary John Thompson, Georgetown Hoyas. I was a big fan of Georgetown Hoyas as well during that time, And to watch them lose, it was like, I mean, I was really not into college because I was playing basketball myself. So I was, you know, I was into college basketball, but I wasn't kind of, you know, I didn't really follow it to the T. But I like to play a lot. But Georgetown was one of the teams that I did follow, and North Carolina. And, of course, West Virginia. I probably followed West Virginia closer than any one of them because I was there in West Virginia. But, yeah, that was some team. I had mentioned another team. Pacify kind of helped me out if you can remember the one that I had said somebody before the or I was talking about the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors were one that was, you know, broke the record for most games won in a season, beating the Chicago Bulls. And didn't finish, didn't close the deal. That's why that's one of the reasons why they went and got Kevin Durant. Not that they needed him. I don't think they needed him. I think they just, you know, they just LeBron James was just too much, to deal with. And so those are the teams. Those some teams that if anybody can think of some 704-489-3316, you can call us up. And join the conversation, or you can email me at jt@bigwooradio.com, jt@bigwooradio.com, or you can email bigwooradio@gmail, or follow us on all of our social media.
One more team.
Yeah, you got one, Pastor?
I got one more, man, and it pains me to say this because, you know, I wasn't born in North Carolina. But I went to high school in North Carolina in the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
They went 17-2. They only lost two games in the regular season, Super Bowl 50, one of the best halftime shows we can remember in recent history, with Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Mm. And she did the salute to the Black Panther Party for 50 years.
Yep.
They went 15-1, I think it was, the regular season. And they lost in the Super Bowl. They choked against the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. That was what, I mean, I think people expected them to choke. You think, Pastor? I know they, I don't even know if they were the favorite going into that game. But you had your boy going out, you know, he was about to, it was all show for Peyton Manning. It was all for Peyton Manning. Let him beat Cam Newton and the 15-1 Panthers because, you know, Panthers don't need that kind of respect. You know, they haven't garnered any of that respect yet. Not to beat Peyton Manning on his way out the door. And you know he on his way out the door, too. It's just like John Elway, when they knew John Elway was going to retire. Let's let him go ahead and win another one. And now they just like with Brady, they expecting Brady to retire. So they're letting him win every year until he goes. That's what's going to happen with Brady. He's just going to get to win every Super Bowl. Now he with the Buccaneers. He may go back-to-back and end his career on the back-to-back title. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if they let Brady win back-to-back with the Bucs and gone out the door because he ain't going to come back after that. He went back-to-back with the Bucs. He is done. He should be anyway. But anyway, 704-489-3316. Man, today's show brought to you by Waterbean Coffee, Trade and Travel, TCB 5400, and Wine 49. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more with Deshaun Watson and some more about football and NBA is going on and college basketball. So much going on. This is my man Quincy Valentine, Chocolate, featuring Zale Walton Jr. We'll be right back. Off Topic Sports, Big Wool Radio, Big Les, Pastor Fight, Big Wool.
Covered in cocoa butter, skin got the glow when the sun shines on her. Straight from cacao, your ebony, wow. Further accentuates the contrast of your smile, it's heavenly. The tone of your skin is like a sweet savor. And the sun only makes your flavor greater. Your retreat so sweet, you got me craving and eating it. The best things on earth have you as an ingredient. You got me nuts like Snickers and Almond Joy. Even a mix like Twix, I do enjoy. You give me the same feeling as a payday. The assortment of flavor is just amazing. So can I ride with you? No one does it quite like you do. You stand out, what you are is a blessing. You're my favorite, there ain't no question.
Tell me what you wanna do.
100 grand in the Nim Reese's dove.
I cannot get over you.
You in my heart-shaped box, give you all my love. To my Lindor, Ferrero Rocher. Ghirardelli, Hershey, to the Milky Way. Godiva, divine is your melanin. I know beauty is skin deep, but I love your skin, chocolate. Beauty so divine, you on another level. Perfect design, get you something special. Kisses, chips, and peanut butter cup. Caramel inside, I can't get enough. Light to dark, spectacular arrangement. Mind blown, got me in amazement. My heart's antioxidant. You're the main, other flavors are just compliments. So, can I ride with you? No one does it quite like you. Distinct taste, cold or hot. Good with everything, you bought the jackpot.
You the best thing that was ever made in this whole world.
Yeah, I just gotta tell you.
Tell me what you wanna do.
100 grand in the Nim Reese's dove.
I cannot get over you.
You in my heart-shaped box, give you all my love. To my Lindor, Ferrero Rocher, Ghirardelli, Hershey, to the Milky Way. Godiva, divine is your melanin. I know beauty is skin deep, but I love your skin, chocolate.
Tell me what you wanna do.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded, and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
From olive colored skin to chocolate brown, lipsticks and lip gloss should be color rich, long lasting, bold and luscious. Bold and Luscious Cosmetics. Find them at BALcosmetics.com. Complete with vitamin E, lanolin, and antioxidants. Bold and Luscious gives you soft, moisturized lips all day. Reds, nudes, pinks, darks, bright. BALcosmetics.com. BALcosmetics.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio.
Y'all hear what I say?
I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. We listen to.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Big Woo Radio, Radio, Big Woo Radio, Radio, Big Woo Radio, Radio, Woo!
We don't care if the people don't like him.
You gon' still listen to his channel, Big Woo, Big Woo.
If you don't like him, you're a loser.
That's how we roll.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. If you want to get in, talk about anything we got going on the show today. We got into Gonzaga and some, NCAA basketball and chokers in sports in general, not just in NCAA, but just chokers in sports. And I'm so glad Tom Brady is one of those chokers that we can reference to when it's time to call him the GOAT. What about the time he choked? How about that, GOAT? We're probably going to get into some DMX a little bit later on, so give our thoughts and about DMX and his music a little bit later on. And Deshaun Watson. But I just remember we did talk about Deshaun Watson on the show. So we may tackle some of that a little bit later on, give some updates about what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Are they throwing him under the bus? Is he going to stay under the bus? Or is Houston just going to be like, look, just get out there and play and we'll make this go away? However it gets done, it will get done. But I see this thing in the NBA, so let's switch gears and hit the NBA for a little bit. And I see this thing in the NBA where they're asking the question, should the NBA prevent top buyout players from signing with the best teams? Man, I think if you do that, you open up a whole can of worms, a whole different, trying to stop players from playing together to form super teams. Now, I think there's enough players in the NBA where you can have enough super teams. If it came to like, all right, we're just going to put a bunch of super teams together, and those are the teams that's going to win a championship, from year to year, is the teams that's got like five Hall of Famers on each team. Well, let me ask my peoples here. Big Les, start with you. Is this something that the NBA should look into doing? Should the NBA prevent top buyout players from signing with the best teams?
Well, I think it's hurting the game. But from the looks of the way New Jersey's playing, I think it's okay to say that everyone is safe and there's no, they're not really dominating. I think they just lost to the Lakers without LeBron or Davis. And then I found out Kyrie's not even playing on Monday. So I think it can hurt the game. I think they do need to look into it and maybe do something about that. Because you look at teams that, like, some guys are not going to go to Minnesota. Ain't nobody coming to Cleveland. I mean, only when people came to Cleveland because LeBron was here, and they figured they ride on LeBron's coattail and win. Right. So I think other teams and franchises would definitely be hurt by that, But if teams start winning and beating those super teams, I think more guys will start going to places where maybe they fit and not trying to get a ring.
Really? Really? Okay. All right, Pastor Fight, what are your thoughts on that? About the NBA preventing buyout players?
The NBA already has a system in place. It's called salary cap. If you got so many players, there's warranted. The NBA has a salary structure within the NBA. If you've been playing for so long, you're an all-star, you get certain deals that you get a certain minimum salary. But as a team, you can only pay out so much salary money within that year. So if they go over that salary amount, then they have to pay a luxury tax. Mm-hmm. If teams are willing to pay the luxury tax to the NBA in order to have the superstars that they want to have on their squad, then so be it. They are willing to spend the money in order to have that. You got owners like Michael Jordan who's not willing to spend that kind of money to have that many pro players or all-star players on his roster at one time because right. He's a cheap owner. And he's about the dollar amount and it's about the profit margin. Other teams are about, trying to do it to where they can compete and win a championship or make it to the playoffs just to keep more people in the stands as long as they can to keep making money. George Shen proved that, and that's why he ran the team down to be able to force the city to give him an arena that they never gave him. These owners and the NBA are working together to make more money for one another. So when a player decides, you know what, I'm going to look out for me and win a championship, or to maximize on me being a champion by riding on a LeBron coattail. Because look at Danny Green right now. Danny Green got how many championships? But to be honest with you, you know, he wasn't the all-star on any of those teams, but he's guaranteed a certain amount because he's a championship player. And so he's able to go places and get max dollars and make more money than what his game is worth because he's got rings.
Wow.
And that's the sad reality about the NBA. And they're trying to do this to penalize teams for having so many all-star players. But if the owner's willing to pay that money, then the NBA wins. And the player gets what they want. They get to be on the championship team to compete for a ring.
So does that help the owners to get the ring? I mean, I know they get, what, a little more money. They get to play more games, you know, because you're going through the playoffs. You got more home games, so the owners make more money. Outside of the trophy for the players, it boosts in a player's career. Like, if Kyrie Irving wins another championship, then – you know, it looks good on his resume, or his Hall of Fame resume. When he's going to the Hall of Fame, something that they can say, yeah, he won, you know, whatever amount of rings. But what does that do for the owners, per se? Pass the fight? That's for you.
Oh, that's for me. Well, to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody wins or loses. You look at the big ticket. A few years ago with the Boston Celtics, when he left Minnesota, he had given his blood, sweat, and tears. He'd given everything he had to the city of Minnesota, the Timberwolves, that they never surrounded him with a team that would afford him an opportunity to compete for a championship. So when he was getting to the end of his career, he said, I'm going to look out because I don't want to retire without a ring. So he aligned with Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and they got together and they went to go win some championships in Boston. Yeah. And I loved it at the time because they competed with the Lakers at the time. And it's the old school game again. It's the old school blue bloods of the NBA, the Celtics and Lakers. When the Celtics and the Lakers are a good team, then they feel like the NBA is a good NBA. When you got teams that historically ain't never done anything winning championships, and the NBA feels as though we're not who we are. And right now, the Knicks is letting the NBA down. And so, because they're not in the conversation of the playoffs even. When you look at old school NBA, when Jordan had to go through New York, had to go through Indiana, had to go through Detroit in order just to make it to the championship. You know what I mean? And so, these are the staple teams that the NBA is going to try to do everything they can to make sure that these teams are always near the top of the list when it comes to the depth chart of teams in the league. And I feel like, you know, players, if the team's going to look out for themselves, I think the players should have a right to make that decision. When they get to the end of their contract and they want to leave, I think they just get a right to leave. And if they want to go to a team and join up with other players to try to win in their career, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Big Les, let me ask you this. Why is the Brooklyn Nets feel like they need to team up to go against LeBron and Anthony Davis? Is LeBron and Anthony Davis, can you consider them a super team with just two of the top, you know, five, top 10 players I would say LeBron 1, AD 3, 4, maybe, at least top 5 in the NBA right now. So why do they feel like they need to get 6-7 dudes to go against this guy? That's to you, Big Les. Big Les, you still with us? We can't hear you if you are.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. My fault. I had the mute on. So if to answer, I'm going to answer that question. I just want to give something, throw something back at you real quick. Okay. So when the Blake Griffin, he had a $75 million contract with the Detroit Pistons. So he's used up I don't know how many years he's put into that contract, but in order to go with the Nets, he gave back $13.3 million of that money. He's now making, I know the Nets took a $700,000 hit against the cap. So I don't know what his average salary is. And when they took DeMarcus Aldridge, they took a $500,000 hit towards the cap. But he's only making $878,000 for the rest of the year. So I don't know how much he took a hit off contract when he left San Antonio. One reason I think everybody's getting all riled up to get together because LeBron is just one of those upset great players that he makes people around him better. You know, if you're a B player, then you become an A player. You know, if you're a C player, you become a B. And so just playing with him, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit because everybody wants to see him as Jordan or maybe not catching Jordan, but he does a lot of things that are just so different, man, and he elevates players around him.
Yeah.
And so they can't, like, I mean, it was obvious that Durant didn't have it to carry it on his own. It was obvious that Kyrie didn't have it to carry it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these other guys. And so never in the history that I follow the NBA have I seen dudes just load up to beat Jordan because they all wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
You know, you would never see Reggie Miller going to join Patrick Ewing to win a championship. You know, they all wanted to do it for where they were. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that speaks volumes, I think, for the type of players that came up in our era. And I think that's why you have so many spoiled cats now. You know, even in AAU, AAU has just about made it, have ruined the basketball game. You know, now, if me and you on a basketball team, but Pastor Fife over on the other team, we want to be like, and Pastor Fife in our ear, man, come on over here. We all come over here, we can win. You know, and now realizing, like, why can't we win here? So.
Right. I'd be like, I got guys on my team that are just as good as you, and I got guys, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah, I think LeBron got a bad rap for one when he went to Miami, and I'm gonna tell you why. For them to say okay, he joined a super team, and acting like it's the first time it's been done in history. I mean, you just mentioned Boston with Kevin Garnett, right? Those guys were beasts. And you knew when they joined forces that they were going to win. It wasn't even no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett were all beasts when they got together. Top five players in the NBA at the time. So LeBron gets a bad rap for going over there with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And I think that's terrible. And then he went back to Cleveland and done it with just one other dude. I mean, yeah, Kevin Love, but Kevin Love was just a service player. I mean, he played his position. He played his part in that whole thing. But I wouldn't say that was a super team. And then going to L.A. He didn't go to L.A. It wasn't a super team in L.A. either. So I don't know where everybody getting this stuff. But to try to beat him the way they doing it, I just don't want them to win. I don't want them to win. And the way Kevin Durant done it, I don't want him to win. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Woo. Check this out. Here's something. When people always throw that LeBron stuff up that he wouldn't join Miami, but here's the thing that they don't understand. Number one, when he was at Cleveland, they did not lose to Miami. They lost to Boston.
Yeah.
That same year, Miami did not finish in the top three in the Eastern Division. That year, they finished fourth in their division when he went to join Miami. Yeah,
exactly.
And then on top of that, they did not even win it the first year he was there.
Yeah.
So all that stuff, unlike Durant, who no one has been really jumping him for, he had a chance in the line. He went and joined the team that beat him, and they won 73 games the year before.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so bad. That's the problem. That's the huge problem right there, is that you went to join the team that beat you, that you had dead to rights. You had them. You're supposed to win that. So that just shows a whole lot about you. For you to lose to them and the fashion that you lost to them by them coming and beating you down 3-1, and then you go and join them, that's just – it can't be overlooked in my book. Durant is a good dude. I ain't taking nothing from him as a person or as a basketball player. But his decision to go there just takes him down a notch for me, as far as his basketball accomplishments. Great player, but deserving of rings? No. No, his rings are going to forever have asterisks by them for me. And anybody talk about, oh, yeah, he won this amount of rings, I'm not even – there's no – he's definitely a Hall of Famer. Not going to take that away from him. Never going to take that away from that ball. That boy can score the basketball. And he is agile because, I never seen nobody move like him maybe Kevin Durant at his height and the things that he can do on the basketball court at that height. Is just amazing. He's got like point guard ability in a 7-foot body, and that's crazy to me. But I'm not gonna give him those rings. He don't get those rings for me. He's as far as I'm concerned, he's Charles Barkley. He's the Charles Barkley of basketball right now when it comes to rings. And he don't have none. As far as I'm concerned, he ain't got none because he ain't really won none. I mean, Steph Curry. We can make this argument about who got them those rings. Of course, he played very well. He deserved MVPs and all that stuff. But, man, I don't know if he would have rings if he had not joined the Golden State Warriors. I can say with LeBron, if he never joined Miami, he would still have a ring or two had he never even joined Miami. He went to another team. But he'd have got out of Cleveland.
He proved that in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but he came back and won. Yeah, he proved that in Cleveland because he carried that team. And like you said, during the championship series, Love stepped up. Like, I think Love was the turning point in that series. When Love finally realized he had to stop shooting threes and go down there and bang, he was the difference to me with them,
But it was Kyrie that hit the game-winning shot, though.
Right, and that too.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have play. You gotta.
I mean,
of course,
it was a big three effort.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a big three effort. But I mean, if you really talk about who carried the team to and through the playoffs, you still got to say LeBron. Now, those guys came through. Well, that's what they get paid for. That's why they on the team, because you got to come through when you're supposed to come through. You know, I'm gonna do all the heavy lifting all season long. I'm gonna be available. I ain't gonna be hurt. I'm gonna be here, and I'm gonna be getting our guys ready. When it's time to come through, you got to come through. If I throw you the ball, you got to make it happen. That's Jordan wouldn't have had nothing less. He wouldn't ask for nothing less. Just like when he threw the ball to Paxton or B.J. Armstrong or one of those guys over there, Steve Kerr, you better knock it down or you might not be on the team next year, for sure, for sure.
And I want to raise this when it comes to Kevin Durant, and this is why I have immense respect for Durant, not because of his switching teams and all of that, but Kevin Durant in 2007, when he was drafted, he wasn't even able to bench press 185 pounds one time.
Wow.
and they thought at that time, he dropped in draft because of that. And they thought at that time that he would not have longevity in the NBA because he couldn't take the beating. Hmm. He couldn't take the night in and night out play of the physicality of the game of the NBA. And for him to later in his career to start having injury issues when he led the NBA in scoring for so many years in Oklahoma City, and how he, I mean, really, they had a big three before they knew that they were a big three back then.
Yep.
When you look at him, you look at the Beard and Russell Westbrook, all on that team together. If that team would have stayed together, I think with the right coaching and the right bench, because I think that was their problem. They ain't have a bench. Once one of them went out the game, I mean, they lost whatever lead that they had put up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you looking at that team and that they drafted that team and had all-stars. And it's kind of like Golden State. They drafted that team. They drafted all those players and was able to build it. Mark Jackson built that team, and they brought in Kevin Durant. That's why Durant had to leave, because Draymond Green made him feel like an outsider. He was like, we don't need you. We ain't need you when we won the championship. We need you now.
Exactly.
He felt some kind of way about it. He never said anything publicly, but he felt some way about it. And I think that's what got him into Brooklyn, is because he never should have left OKC at that time. But when what's your boy, the Beard left, that kind of broke up the band. And then KD left, and then Westbrook left. And so I think they should have stayed together, in my opinion, though.
I believe so, too, man. I mean, just think about those three guys and now what they're doing individually, apart. If they could have just stayed together, grew together. But sometimes when the chemistry just ain't there, it just ain't there and it don't happen. And that's just too bad for them, because those guys together, being drafted, can you imagine just being drafted, built, this team built. And they were, you know, a new team moving, you know, switching from just basically a startup, and leaving from Seattle and going to Oklahoma, being a startup. And just to be able to have drafted those players from scratch, build that team from scratch, and end up winning, you know, one or two rings, maybe three rings with the three of those guys, they could have went down in history as the as probably the best team ever. And, you know, it's just a shame that they couldn't, you know, stay together. They couldn't get the chemistry right to have those three guys on the same team. All right, so this show is brought to you by Trade and Travel. Trade and Travel Academy. Trade and Travel Academy. Go check them out at Trade, the letter N, Travel Academy. If you want to learn how to travel and trade stocks, or trade stocks while you travel, because everything is done electronically now. So you can trade stocks, make money, and be in Costa Rica, like where I'm about to be in about a week. Costa Rica. So you mean Costa Rica on the laptop, just making money, man. Let my cousin them show you how it's done. Go sign up for one of their classes at Trade, the letter N, Travel Academy. And you check them out on Patreon. Patreon.com/Trade, the letter N, Travel Academy. Also brought to you by Wine 49. Another one of my cousins is doing big things. She's got the wine, and she's going to show you what wines pair well with which foods. And she has virtual wine testing, so you can order your wines from her. Go check her out on Facebook. It's called Wine 49. She's a 49ers fan. I told her she shouldn't have done that. It just ruined her business. Wine 49. You know, she's been a Wine Dallas or Wine Cowboys or Wine something like that. But anyway, go check her out, Wine 49. Don't hold the fact that she's a San Francisco 49ers fan against her. She does great stuff with her virtual wine tastings and things like that. Get a lot of knowledge from Thalia at Wine 49. Also brought to you by my boys' club, TZB 5400 Club at 5400 Nevin Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. They are open for business. You can't come inside. Masks are required. And no alcoholic beverages sold after 11 at the moment. But still go have a good time over there at TCB 5400 Club, 5400 Nevin Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to take us a quick break. We're going to come back. We have a few more minutes left of the show. And Coach Les, you got to coach him up for us, Big Les?
Yeah, you know I got one. I got one.
All right, so we'll be right back. Yeah.
I just want to, and this is probably for another show for another week, I guess when we get closer to the playoffs, but I just did a quick little Google search with that team that I was talking about with Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
They went 50-32 that season, 2008 season, and was an eighth seed in the West. And that is, in modern playoff history, that's the best record for an eighth seed. And that begged me the question, with the East teams getting in the playoffs with barely a winning record with 40 games, should the top 16 teams, regardless to West Coast, East Coast, should the top 16 teams, period, make it to the playoffs instead of splitting it and dividing it? Maybe that's a question for another time, but I would dare say that that team probably would have been a one seed out East.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. That's another question for another time on Off Topic Sports. We'll be back. We got Big Les coaching them up. Don't go nowhere. Big Woo Radio, Florida, Off Topic Sports.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs in the Rock Hill, South Carolina area. Are you currently looking for a great office space to lease right now? Well, all you got to do is come down to 742 North Anderson Road in Rock Hill, South Carolina. They are now leasing office spaces that includes great amenities like 24/7 building access, front desk service, coffee shop, sandwich shop, networking and social events, mail handling, and even reliable Wi-Fi. All you got to do is give Frank a call at 803-200-1605. Once again, call Frank at 803-200-1605. They are now leasing office spaces. Yes, at 742 North Anderson Road in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is a great place that you are guaranteed to enjoy working in.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Off Topic Sports on Big Woo Radio. Got Pastor Fight, got Big Les. Donis is not here today. He's going to come back on our... We got a little hiatus coming up. We're going to be away for about a week or two as I go to Costa Rica. And I'll come back and we'll do some Donis Top 10 and JT's Over and Under and what we got right now that I got to get an intro to. I got to get you an intro, Big Les. We got Coach Him Up, Big Les. We're going to coach him up. If you just joined the program, you can always go back and listen to it in its entirety at wherever you listen to podcasts. That's wherever you listen to podcasts. And we also, Tuesdays. Tuesday, no show. Fridays, no show. This Friday, the Florida Poetry Show is going to be... Wait a minute, are we doing a show? Yeah, we doing a show. I'm tripping. Next Friday, there's no Florida Poetry Show, there's no Brugliana Show, but those shows will be back on the regular times, the Tuesdays, the Brugliana Show, 7 o'clock, and Fridays, Florida Poetry Show at 6 o'clock, and when Off Topic Sports come back, we'll be at 6 o'clock as well. Right now, we got to coach them up. Big Les, you ready to coach them up?
Yo, I'm ready.
Alright. Get them in a circle. Teach them, man. Let them know what they got going on. Woo, 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 woo. Coach them up, Big Les. Come on now.
Hey man, this goes out to all the young athletes, especially in high school, that's looking to looking for an opportunity to play college or collegiate sports, to be a student athlete. One thing I want to share with you guys, you never know who's watching you. You know, a lot of times you as a young athlete, you know, you may have a foul mouth or you may just be with your friends and loosely talking, but you never know who's sitting up in the stands. A lot of times coaches will send their assistant coaches and other people around just to see what type of person you are. Mm. And another thing that's really big that you must be careful of as what you put out there on social media, because coaches do check your social media. And just as an example, I'm going to give you three quick examples of how coaches do check your social media. So I was sent this clip a long time ago, and I always keep it to show young men and women that character is very important. And so when you look at, here's one from Penn State, the coach, Herb Hand. And it says, dropped another prospect this AM due to social media presence. Actually glad I got to see the real person before we offered them. So here's a person who had an opportunity, was about to be offered by Penn State, and because what they dropped on social media affected them getting a scholarship.
Wow.
And so this other person, Derek Jones from Duke, and it says, our jobs depend on young men that we recruit. Your social media page says a lot about your character, discipline, and common sense. And then the last one, Coach Justin, I can't read his last name, Stramp. And he said, came across an awful Twitter account today. Shame, the kid was a really good player. On to the next one. Get a clue. So with that all being said, ladies and gentlemen, please know that you're not the best player or maybe the greatest player that's ever played this game. You live on a block, and on every block there is a good player. And just think that in that block, there's many blocks in the state, and there's many players in that state. So trust and believe, coaches, even though you may be a great player, they are more willing to walk away from you to find someone else who's going to do right and go to class and be and have good character than to put up with you and end up losing their job, because this is how they eat. And when it comes down to whether they eat or you play, you're going to lose every time.
Every time.
So please, watch your character, watch who you are, always respect others and how you treat people, and good things will definitely come to you.
Absolutely. Coach them up. Coach them up, Big Les. Coach them up. Yeah, man. Just know, you're not the only great athlete, even in your neighborhood. So What made you think? You know, you got a boy, your road dog, that ball with you. Y'all balling together. Y'all probably both trying to get to the league, or at least get to Division I. So you're not the only, you know, fish in the sea, bruh. You messing up out there. Y'all got to stop messing up, man. There's plenty of good players out there that's doing right, you know, and it's going to take them scholarships, because they ain't many to pass out. They ain't many scholarships to give away. They not going to give one to some bum attitude dude, you know what I mean? So, or girl, bum attitude girl, you know what I mean? It just don't matter. But, yeah, man, appreciate the coach him up there, Big Les. So we'll be doing that from now on here on Off Topic Sports. We got JT coming back, and then we got Donnie coming back with the top 10 a little later on. Pastor Fight, we got to get you something too. We got to get you something that you can show everybody, or coach them up, or preach them up.
Some folks need spiritual uplifting, you know what I'm saying?
Spiritual uplifting, that's what I can say. Preach them up, preach them up. Get their souls right.
Hey, Woo.
Yeah, Big Les.
I got a question for you. I bet you Pastor Fight probably know without even hesitation, but I really don't want to, because I know he's just going to hit it with honors. But I'm going to challenge him anyway. Name the only player to win a high school championship, NCAA championship, and an NBA championship in 4 years.
In 4 years?
In a four-year span. He won a high school championship, an NBA championship, and the NBA championship within 4 years.
High school, college, and NBA. I was going to say Carmelo Anthony, but nah, he ain't win no NBA championship.
No, he ain't win no NBA championship. Not in 4 years.
No.
Well, we know it wasn't Mike, because he didn't win his first to what, season 8, I think?
We're talking about within a four-year span of him being in high school, college, and the NBA.
Yeah. So he had to win a championship his senior year in college. I mean, high school, and then his freshman year in high school, and then maybe his rookie or second year in the NBA. Man, who would that be?
The only player I can think of that could do that is Magic Johnson.
I told you, Pastor Fife, forget it. I told you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the only one, because absolutely. He won. I wasn't sure on the high school, but I know he won early with the Lakers, and I know he won at Michigan State. So
his sophomore year, what he was his freshman year?
You're testing me now. I want to say it was his freshman year, but he had a battle. Was it with Larry Bird?
Yeah.
1979.
Yeah, battling. Yeah. So I think he entered. Wait. He entered the NBA and won. He won early. I think. Oh God, Magic! Did Magic come in 76?
Well, he won it in 70. He won it in 79. I just don't know if he was a freshman or a sophomore.
Mm. Yeah. So he's the only player I could think of. And like I said, I didn't know if he won a high school championship. That I didn't know about Magic. But I do know he won in his first few years in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he was winning in high school, but that's how he got his name, Magic, because they said he made Magic happen with the team that he played for in high school or something to that effect. I remember him telling the story. When I went to Dr. J's basketball camp way, way back in the day, and Magic came out there and he spoke to us, and we got to do a layup line with Magic at the top of the key, throwing us passes in the layup line. It was a beautiful thing to behold, to watch Dr. J put on a dunking contest for us, and Magic Johnson passing us a basketball. Can you imagine? Boy, I wish I had pictures or video or something about that.
Big Les, there's a question here. When Magic dropped you to dime, did you make the layup or did you bust the layup?
Oh, I made the layup. I remember fumbling the ball because I was watching Magic do, because he was throwing him behind his back, between his leg, around his head. He was doing stuff like that. So it was hard to catch the ball and watch him at the same time because he was passing to both lines. All right, so we in the two line, you know, in the two line layup thing, and he was passing to both sides. So it was like, it was amazing to watch. So yeah, but I did make the layup because I was a MVP of the league. So but anyway, that's what I'm gonna stick to that right there, that me being the MVP. But past the fight, Coach Les, y'all got any shout outs before we get out of here, man? We got about 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, man. I got a couple of shout outs. I'm gonna say what's up to my man JB in Pennsylvania. Also shout out to Asan over in Florida, my man Yo down in Texas. I appreciate y'all listening, man, and always giving me y'all insights. And one more thing, man, I don't know if y'all know this, but congratulations to Eddie George. He was just named the head football coach at Tennessee State University. I love these brothers giving back to these HBCUs. Mm-hmm. The next thing we need to see Tennessee State do is get out the Ohio Valley Conference and get back into the HBC conferences, the SWAC or something, so we can unite and start having great football again that these brothers are giving back. So TSU, you need to come back home. Stop listening to the state of Tennessee, collecting all that money because you don't want an all-black state school in your state. You need to clean it up. Let's get busy. Tennessee State, let's go, baby. Let's go.
Coach them up, Big Les. Coach them up. Pastor Fight, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, man. First, in the same vein as Big Les ends in with Tennessee State, I want to give props out to the Carolina University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for hiring his first black coach, Hubert Davis.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to great things from him just because he's a black man. Was I rooting for him in the beginning? No, I wasn't. But to see him do it, because I didn't think they were going to hire him, I want to give big ups to the university for doing that. And I think that's going to change the paradigm of the type of players that ends up coming to Carolina also. I want to give a shout out to my parents, Brian and Barbara Fight, and my sister Janae, who currently pastors the church that they started, Blessed Harvest Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina. They celebrated. My bad. They celebrated 20 years.
Okay.
My daughter's riding her tricycle, and that's the noise she's driving.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry. 20 years in ministry, L and Company is going tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on Facebook, as well as the aoradioshy.com website. And lastly, I want everybody to go to the Stella Awards website and vote for my man, my frat brother, and I serve as pastor, Rudy Currents. He's nominated for Artist of the Year for the Stella Awards. So go on the Stella Awards website, you get three votes. Vote for my boy, Rudy Currents. He had a hit song this year, I Belong Here. If you hadn't downloaded it on any music platform, go ahead and download it, and you'll be blessed. It's a great song.
It is a great song.
And listen to it.
It absolutely is a great song. Yeah.
One more thing real quickly. Magic Johnson was a sophomore when he won the championship and left. He was at Michigan State from 1977 to 1979. Just wanted to throw that quick fact in there. We were trying to figure that out. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Thank you for bringing that, clearing that up for us. All right, man. Appreciate everybody listening to us. We'll be back soon. Right here, Big Les going to be coaching them up. We're going to bring everything back. Everybody's coming back, and we good. I want to shout out my man, DMX, man. Rest in peace. And we're going to leave out with The Whole Wide World by Alvin Garrett. Dedicate that to my dog, DMX.
Get at me, dog.
Get at me. Get at me. Get at me, dog. So on behalf of Big Les, Pastor Fight, and all the fellas of Off Topic Sports and everybody that listening to us, peace. Stop. God bless.
Everybody
we out.
Oh.
He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world.
Listening to Big Woo Radio.